Good afternoon, and welcome to the Fanatic Green Zone. It's presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Looking at PlaySugarHouse.com right now, the Eagles officially 10.5-point favorites against the Dolphins on PlaySugarHouse.com. Minus 530 on the money line. 45.5 is the over-under. If you add that all up, that smells like something like a 35-10, 30-14 type of Eagles victory, if you believe they're going to cover and if you like that total. I'm there. I think the Eagles are going to win this game, partially because there's been wide receiver slander in the Philadelphia that's been deserved. Aguilar's heard it. Alshon's heard it. People talking about his stone hands in Aguilar's case and his ability to snitch. And perhaps he was even cleared for the last game in Alshon Jeffrey and didn't play in the last game. There's been a lot of slander. And these athletes complain and say, oh, I don't listen to the media. But I think they're always lying. I think they're aware. They're away from the fans. It's 82 degrees and sunny down in Miami. It is wretched here. I think the Eagles are going to have a bit of a performance, and I think they're going to be aided by some short fields. Now, the broadcasting crew, you need to be listening to the Green Zone. The phone number 610-632-0975. The reason you need to is this broadcast crew today is just horrendous. You get a little of a, you get Rondé Barber, who stinks. You get Albert, one of the many John Madden sound-alikes from years gone by, and Schrager, or whatever that guy's name is on the sideline. You definitely want to be here for the Green Zone.
Oh, Pete Schrager.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He sucks.
So that's what you're getting here. We'll be giving you updates on the lines the entire time. Tyler Zuli producing. He'll be doing the post-game show. He'll go around the league. And Dylan's here, but we don't exactly know what Dylan does. So we'll figure all of that out today as the Eagles prepare to kick off in the game, which they prefer. If the defense can get a three and out to start the game, that would really help the offense. Let's see what happens. Jake Elliott with a new four-year contract kicks off.
Yeah, how about that? I would not have guessed that was going to happen at the beginning of the season, but
yeah, so
I wouldn't have guessed how the season turned out either. So
no, Brooks, Lane Johnson, the long snapper, the kicker, all with extensions. Apparently Zach Ertz is next. Which makes sense because Goddard has not taken that step.
Yeah, he hasn't. You know, we talked about a tie about at the beginning of the season and before the season how Zach Ertz could become expendable. Maybe trade him, get a top pick.
Yeah.
I think we had mentioned it last week. You can't do that now.
No,
Goddard has not taken that step.
No, he just hasn't. Now, on the defensive side, I'm sure there'll be some guys that they want to re-sign. I'm interested in what they do with Malcolm Jenkins.
I was just about to say.
And a pick on the first play of the game.
Great way to start it out. Great
way.
They'll
see if it hit the grail. And the Eagles will, Darby, and the Eagles will start inside the 30.
That is exactly, and you put it perfectly. I think you said three and out, but that is exactly, that's even better, obviously.
Obviously,
but
get that's, the interception, that's Darby.
Literally an ideal start of first play.
Make sure it didn't, they're going to review it. Make sure it didn't touch the grail. That was a pick play. But he said he got hit, but it looks like it was incidental. The receiver did get hit. That's a clean catch. He was not touched, so the return is clean.
Yeah, it's worth noting, too, Ryan Fitzpatrick's had success a little bit against the Eagles.
He did, but another player down. Injuries with this team this year. It looks like, is that a Gary?
It's either Gary or Grugier Hill.
Hill.
I can't tell.
And he looks like he's
definitely
in a lot
linebacker.
Of pain. Looks like he's in a lot of pain, shaking that arm.
Yeah.
When those legs start shaking and stuff, that's how and NFL players that are tough guys,
very tough.
They're in a lot of pain because these guys play through a lot. Oh, it's Grugier Hill. He's walking under.
And he doesn't look happy either. He's probably going to go get tested.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where medical tent, and then I'm fine. No, you're not.
Well, I think in my concern comes in the fact that he knows that the offense gets the ball, and he's still shaking his head. You know, it makes me think that there's something. You see the sports doctor on Twitter who's able to diagnose right away. Most of these guys.
He's been on the Mike Mitch show. He's done a good job.
Yeah, and most of these guys do know how to do that. So when I see a defensive player who's not going to have to play for, you know, hopefully a couple minutes, shaking his head and is angry, I don't think it's a great sign.
No.
But hopefully it is just testing and I'm wrong.
Now, I know that a lot of people want to just bombs away. What I want to do, on this starting inside the 30. I want to see if I can run the ball down their throats. And the reason I say that is after this Dolphins game, the one game we know about is that Dallas game.
Yep.
If they make the playoffs, they're going to have to do it mainly running the ball. If you can't run on, I understand the issues with Dolphins, but I want to run the ball here. I don't need my quarterback just because it'll make me feel good. I need to run the ball. If I can get Sanders plus 8, Ajayi for 3, Sanders for 12,
yeah,
and a screen pass to Sanders touchdown, cool, I can do that because I think that's what they're going to have to do going forward. But I'm sure a lot of fans out there, 610-632-0975, want the shot right into the end zone on first down, one play. But I don't think that's realistic for the Eagles going forward.
I think there's a chance they take that shot because of the fact that Doug Peterson, who's calling the plays, the former quarterback, he's hitched his wagon to Carson Wentz. He hears what the fans say.
The slander, on Friday when I was trying to be positive.
It's ridiculous. Just hijacked your show. Yes. But I think because of that, you could see him come out and first play, try to take a shot at the end zone. But I like the thinking, though, of running the ball and kind of setting the tone early that it's going to be a long day for this Dolphins defense. And the reality is this entire team, this Dolphins team, is, they're the 2014 Sixers. They're trying to tank. They're bad. Yep. This is a game
the players are playing hard, but they're not good players.
Yes, and that's the problem. You can play really hard, right, but if you don't have the talent level, you're going to come up short. They basically traded away any guy on the team who does have a modicum of talent.
Yes.
So this reminds me of like a college football game where you play an inferior opponent that you should beat. You're favored by 27, 28. Yeah. They should hammer this team, and this is a great way to start out with the pick. And hopefully the offensive game plan clicks, because I don't trust his weapons at all still. Other than Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz, yeah. I would imagine there's been a lot of slander of these receivers. Rightfully so. Aguilar and Alshon for multiple reasons. Rumors swirling that Alshon was cleared to play and just flat out refused. That is the rumor, that he was cleared to play and flat out refused to play.
It's not a good sign when Adam Schefter puts out on Twitter he's going to play, and then 2 hours later, oh, never mind.
Right.
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign. So Eagles take over here, 1st and 10. It looks like they're in a shotgun, so we may not get what I was looking for here. They actually start at the 18. I didn't see where that return was.
Read
in
option.
The red zone. Maybe. They pull it back, first play. And a receiver falls down.
Yep.
Nope, receiver fell down.
Yep.
Dallas
Goedert again.
They did the exact opposite of what I wanted.
It's the it's exactly what we've talked about with Dallas Goedert.
And Ertz is hurt. It's Ertz that fell down. Ball's there.
Yeah.
Ertz falls down.
Yeah,
he's got the hamstring. Maybe that played a role there.
Ty, I don't understand why he's playing. You're playing the friggin' Miami Dolphins.
I hear you. That actually should have been picked. That would not have been the quarterback's fault. You're throwing to a spot, and Ertz I don't know what happened to Ertz there. Turf monster guy.
You know, this reminds me of when they played DeSean Jackson right before the bye week. It makes no sense to me.
I get you. Oh, good run. All right. Could have been for no gain.
I mean, with how bad this season has gone for the Eagles, even by accident, you should backdoor your way into a win without Zach Ertz. And they're playing. That is a situation where I think Doug Peterson needs to say, I don't care if you think you can go, you're not playing. We'll go with Zach. We'll go with Dallas Goedert. We'll sit you. We've got a stretch of games coming up that are way more important than the Miami Dolphins game. But they played him, and they played DeSean Jackson right before the bye week and ended up burning him. I don't get the line of thinking.
Yeah, me neither. So now it's a 3rd and 7 because you passed on first down. Ertz falls down, 3-yard run, and they blitz.
It's got him.
And this the same pass that he misses.
Yep.
To everybody's anger in the Seattle game, Carson Wentz connects, feet set, Miles Sanders, touchdown, Eagles up.
You know what's amazing is, I want to piggyback off that comment that everybody harps on that one play that he missed to Miles Sanders. Everybody seemed to ignore the fact that Russell Wilson missed basically the exact same play. On the same side of the end zone. Everyone just ignores that.
And if you watched any football on Thanksgiving, I know a lot of you did, and we're still wishing people happy Thanksgiving this weekend. It's not over yet until tomorrow, Thanksgiving weekend, December 1st today. Christmas is coming up on you quick for people out there with the little kids and stuff.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware.
Got to get on it.
Thank you.
But Dak Prescott missed the same pass on 4th-and-1 to Zeke Elliott. Even at, every bit as bad. Every bit as bad as Carson Wentz did.
Yeah, I mean,
the moral of the story is not that Carson Wentz was good. It was that other quarterbacks also missed throws. That's really all I'm saying.
It's not
just him.
Yeah, and I think at times in Philadelphia we can't see farther than our nose, and we just focus on what our quarterback is doing instead of looking around the league and going, hold the phone. There are some guys that are missing stuff. And also, you know,
it happens. Not that it's okay. It's just, realistic.
It happens.
It happens to other people, too.
I personally think in that game against Seattle, the wind just took the ball.
Yep.
But
same thing with Russell Wilson's ball.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, both those quarterbacks, say what you will about Carson Wentz this season, both those quarterbacks don't miss that poorly.
Right.
But, you know, at times you just see a guy so wide open and you kind of just...
I absolutely
screw
think
up.
That happens.
You know, it happens. It happens in just about every sport where you can't believe a guy is that wide open. I better not mess this up. You end up messing it up. So, but he didn't mess up that play. He ended up scoring a touchdown. And this is like the best ideal start for the Eagles. You first play on defense, you get a pick, offense goes down, scores, and they convert on third down. So it's going about as well as I think you could imagine.
Absolutely, as the Eagles prepare to kick off, the Fanatic Pro Shop. Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. It's open for browsing right now, just in time for the holiday gift shopping season. We're 24 days to Christmas already, if you can believe that. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5, thefanatic.com. So, nice job by the Eagles. Nice job by the Eagles. And I like that they had to overcome a little bit there with the first down, with the fall down of Ertz. That might have been a touchdown on one play.
Yeah, and I didn't have much faith that they would convert that third down.
Me neither.
I figured Jake Elliott would come in and earn his new contract money, but pleasantly surprised. And
his run defense, the
ball. This defense, he's a feast. And this game could be so big. And it looks like Kamu Grigio-Hill's back in the game, I think. But this game could be so big and just a confidence game. You know, get these guys kind of smell themselves a little bit. Yeah, okay, everybody knows it's the Dolphins, but you need that confidence going into this stretch of games they have coming up. And I think this game could be huge for them.
I agree. You get a little confidence. You play a bad Giants team on Monday
night.
You
just build off of it.
Yeah, because I think that is the next game, right? Monday?
Yes.
Or is that 2 weeks?
It's next week.
Next week, next
Monday.
But next
Sunday, we'll be in the green zone. Same.
Nine to noon.
Yes.
At Rivers Casino.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
We'll be in person. You can meet us. Stop on by. I heard it's beautiful, by the way.
I was there recently. They gave me a tour. They were kind enough to give me a tour. Mike Mussinelli a tour. Very nice. Very nice. Get down there, people.
That's my go-to
new sports
casino.
Book. You can be watching the game right now on, I think, is over 100-inch screen.
That's insane.
It's the wall, basically. You can watch the Eagles game.
At that point, you don't even need to fly to Miami because you're there.
Yes. Right after this third down play, we'll get some scoring from Tyler. He said there's a lot of scoring going on, not just in this Eagles game. Third down, and they get to him.
Got him.
Who's that with the sack there?
Josh Sweat, I think.
Is that a little Josh Sweat?
I think that's Josh Sweat. Get sweaty.
He's been playing better.
Get sweaty, he has.
Incrementally better.
He has.
Week by week. And now that you see that Clowney is hurt, maybe with this one move, it wasn't a mistake for Howie, because you do at some point when you draft a guy in the third round, you have to let him develop.
Wasn't he a fourth rounder?
Or fourth round.
At
some point, you have to let young guys develop.
You know, it's not a fifth and sixth and seventh.
Yeah, like he's
he's
a low-cost player that you need to develop.
Yes.
And it looks like, I know it's Miami, but not everybody gets a sack every play against Miami. Third down, nice job by him.
No, it looks like they just jumped, too.
I think it was a false start.
That's, you know, I've been very critical, and I've said it the past 5 weeks or so, but I've been very critical of Jim Schwartz.
Yes.
This entire season. Guy has showed up.
Last
few weeks. Jim Schwartz's defense has been swirling. And I know that we actually said it on the air at the time, but you know, their defense got a lot of crap for going down and celebrating. And when I was able to take a step back, I go, okay, Why would I punish the defense? They're actually the only ones that are showing up in this game. And it looks like they're showing up again today.
And they're going to have good field position, but this is looks like a nice putt. Greg Ward steps up, tells everybody to get away from it.
Takes an Eagles bounce.
Yep, and they'll start on the right side of the 50. So right now on PlaySugarHouse.com, we'll get the scores in just 1 second. If you want to bet the Eagles, -2,500 on the money line, should have got in early. The over-under has dropped down to 42.5 after the Eagles score, which tells me they don't think that the Dolphins are going to score a whole lot. And the point spread right now, if you want to get in, Eagles now -17.5. It's already moved 7.5 points. Tyler, a lot of scoring around the NFL so far?
Yeah, a lot of scoring and some trends, too. So this is actually not the only game that had a turnover on its first play. Derrick Henry fumbled on the first play in the Tennessee Colts game. That led to an Indianapolis touchdown. They're up 7-0 early. There's actually only two games that don't have any scores yet. The Jets go down on their first possession. They get a field goal. They're up 3-0 on the Bengals. The Packers score on their opening possession against the New York Giants after the Giants punt on a 3-and-out. Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams for a score. A couple of Samuels have scored already today, too. You saw earlier Deebo Samuel scored for the 49ers. Curtis Samuel scored for the Carolina Panthers. So both of those teams are up 7-0 as well. The only two games that don't have any score, Tampa Bay and Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. Now, looking at some of these lines around the league right now, Browns are -150, Steelers +117. Packers, you just mentioned that score. They're now -770 against the lowly Giants. Jets, -180. Eagles, I mentioned, -2,500. The Ravens now, even though they're down 7-0, -137, still favored against 49ers if you think there's some value there.
I took the Ravens in that game.
Jags, slight favorites right now over the Bucks. Colts, -205 against the Titans. And Carolina -2,000, the second highest favorite of all right now against the Redskins or the Washington franchise.
I was thinking the other day, Ty, as bad as this season's gone, I don't know if there's one team in the NFC East that I'm switching franchises with. You look around. It's a dumpster fire all over the place. Washington has been a dumpster fire for years, right? The Giants are such a disaster that they're talking about being heavily interested in Jason Garrett if he gets fired, which he probably will. And then you've got the Dallas Cowboys, who might be good if, you know, their crypt keeper of an owner wasn't meddling so much the way he does.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, I was thinking about it the other day because I was doing, I piggybacked off your idea of giving thanks and being positive, and I was just thinking, there isn't one team in the NFC East that I honestly would switch, you know, entirely. And bring everybody over here and switch up. There isn't one. So there's something to be thankful for. Just trying to stay positive here. Good field position.
Yeah, right side of the 50.
Real good field position.
Right side of the 50.
And I think they need to. That's a, I don't know what he saw on that one.
That was a zone blitz. Lyman Wilkins, who was a really good player in college at Clemson, drops back there. Yeah, that was his old blitz. That's what that was. Now, for people to say the Eagles have to win by 1,000, just so we're clear, let's look at them.
1,000's tough.
Now, they obviously lost 43-0 in week one, and they lost to Dallas 31-6. But lately.
Good catch.
Good catch. Alshon.
Good catch.
Alshon.
Look at those two getting along.
Now, last week, they lose by 17. The week before, they lost by 17. They lost by four. They beat the Colts. They lost by 8. They beat the Jets. That was back-to-back weeks. They lost by 13. They lost by 10. They lost by 1. They're not getting blown out every single week. I will say this coach, he's like Brett Brown in that he has them playing hard. Not that they're playing well, but they do not quit. So even the Eagles need to put the pedal down early because this is a team that will try to stay close. They won't win, but they will stay close if you let them stay close.
I agree. They
play hard every week. They play hard.
I did just get on Play Sugar House. I got the Eagles -27.5 at +215.
Oh, look at that!
So
value there.
Yeah,
little value. Tuck is in London today.
Ooh, chip shop Cheerio. Must be nice. Jamie's down in Miami.
Yes, and the bro's on his honeymoon.
Everyone's...
Now, Aguilar, I got to see that. It has some fire on it, but I think Aguilar has to catch that. Let's look. It's a little high.
Not a great throwing ball.
He's got to get
gotta
that.
Catch that.
He's got to catch that. Yes, high, but you get two hands on it.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen Greg Ward Jr. yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than, obviously, the returns, but, I mean, he was the go-to wide receiver last week.
Yeah.
A guy he had confidence in.
I think if Ertz had sat, he would get more time in the slot there.
Rolls out. No one's really moving for him. No one was moving. And he goes to Greg Ward Jr., but...
No.
They I mean...
Hey, Greg Ward Jr., I got to see, not great movement from him at all.
No.
He's rolling out. Somebody's got to scramble.
It wasn't really a great movement from everybody. I mean, he rolls out, and I was actually keeping my eyes down.
Plenty of time.
No one was really moving to get open for him.
No.
I mean, and then he takes a big shot there. You got to do better than that.
This is receiver. This is why I said run the ball. I say it again. I don't think these receivers are built to help this team win. I think you got to still run the ball.
I don't think these receivers are built to win in the NFL.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think. I mean,
and look at that. He earns his money right there, straight down the middle on that 48-yard.
I don't think Lamar Jackson's winning with these wide receivers. I mean, I think they need to pick a new sport. Maybe some snooker. You ever play snooker?
I never played that. No.
Well, I mean, they can try it. Can't be worse a wide receiver.
That's a good point. 610-632-0975. We'll take our first break of the day. Eagles up 10-0 here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eagles minus 3,335 currently in this game. We'll go around.
There's some value in there.
There is some value there. Currently, my wife is in the building and not coming in the studio to watch the game, oddly. I have to say it on the air because I texted to her 1,000 times.
It's got
to
be me, right?
Now, I don't know what it is. I don't know what
it
is.
Did I say something?
Phone number 610-632-0975. Sean in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. The Dolphins have a 3rd-and-9.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Sean?
I usually never call during the game, but I've been telling it all week. This is a game that Doug's going to do the opposite of what works. As always, you got a team that gives up 150 yards on the ground a game in Miami, and Doug's probably going to throw the ball 40 to 50 times.
Dude, it does look like it. Yeah, but they are up 10-0.
They're up 10-0, and there's 9 minutes left in the first quarter. But
they'll run the ball now.
I don't think there's a lot to complain about here.
Yeah. Like, I got people who are complaining about Carson Wentz on social media.
They were burying him saying that Ertz throw was his fault.
No, Ertz fell down.
Yeah, he fell.
Ertz fell down.
Good job by Eric Burnett, by the way, to get to the quarterback there.
Yeah, like,
he fought through a face mask and...
Yeah, and the last play wasn't a penalty either, and they just throw flags about everything these days.
You know, and normally I would get really annoyed by that, but because it's the Dolphins, I can't muster the energy to get outraged because I knew that, yeah, all right, if you give them a first down, the reality is they're just going to give you the ball back the next set of downs.
Right.
So, I mean, the way this defense is playing, the Eagles should win this 40-0, and the Eagles aren't that amazing of a football team.
No.
The Dolphins are that bad. The defense is playing that well. That there's no reason whatsoever that this game shouldn't be 40-0 by the end of it.
Yes. Doug's the only one that can keep it close by throwing too much.
I don't think he can even screw this one up. I mean, relax, Sean. I've had my issues with Doug, but when they're up 10-0 with 9 minutes left in the first, let's try to stay positive here, folks.
So Cravon LeBlanc, a little bit of news because we're not able to see every single player on the defensive. There right now, he's alternating in the slot. It's Cravon LeBlanc and Maddox. Sidney Jones, former second-round pick, a healthy scratch. He is now literally the number 7 corner right now.
Don't worry. Doug will tell you that he's doing some good
things. Because Craig James, though, I think, is still on the team and plays special teams. Good throw.
Good run after the catch, so that must be the guy. I don't know who. Yeah, exactly.
And no flag. It was
guy. I don't know who set the block there, but you know, you got some extra yards after the catch there. I want to see the replay of this, but really good job by Goddard there. And as you said,
Zach Ertz, really good, kind of clean block, getting across the face, so it can't be any block in the back or anything. Really good block.
How about Zach Ertz getting physical? Love that. 32 catches this season for Dallas Goedert. That is not what we signed up for.
No. The thought was he. And Ajayi,
nice job
pumping
by
those
Jive.
Legs against his former team. Now, not a lot of the same players, but the same owner who had the same, bless you, who had the same culture that he didn't like. And if you know about Ajayi, he's a pretty mild-mannered guy, and he only got in quote-unquote trouble holding all it comes back.
Sorry, they'll probably give it to him again. He'll pop another one. Yeah, the Jay Ajayi hate when he got traded to Philly, they made him out to be like T.O.
Yeah, he's done nothing here in Philadelphia.
He was an upstanding member of society here.
Right. And last year, before he got hurt, upstanding member of society in here. There's really no issue.
No, I mean, and I would tell people, because people bring up, oh, the knee. Okay, well, until I see him slow down, which I haven't in his career, because he's always been a very productive back. Until I see it, I'm not going to be worried about it.
No, I'm fine.
Right, he's not
going
to be 37 years old playing running back in the NFL like Frank Gore, but.
No. He won't probably play past the age of 29 and 364 days, but he does still look like a passable back.
I really hope that he.
And nobody's open, and he throws it away.
I hope he invested wisely.
Yeah.
I hope. For his sake.
Yeah.
The
Fox is struggling. It's now currently, just now, on 1st and 10, there was a holding call that made it 1st and 12 because the hold was downfield a little bit. Carson Wentz throws it away. It's now 2nd and 12. Fox thinks it's 3rd and 12. Now, unless they lose a down on a holding call, which you don't.
You know,
they had to make the correction. I feel like the Eagles in too many of these games have gotten the B, C, D, F level production.
They have, and in fairness, they kind of deserved it. They haven't played like an A-level squad.
I think this one partially has something. Look at Aguilar.
Nice job by Aguilar. Look at Aguilar
and
go.
Moore.
Who is
and
this
Moore,
man?
That's Aguilar.
Who is this man?
That's the best play of the season for Aguilar.
And there's a flag.
Well,
is this going to be the whole game? Play, flag,
back.
Play, flag. I think this is the same ref earlier in the season who drove me to do a meme about him calling flags. Yeah, come on in. Join the party.
It's unbelievable. Illegal block in the back. So the best play of the season by
Aguilar. If it was Mac Hollins, I'm done.
And it was Mac Hollins.
Jesus. You know, they wisely only had him on the field about 15% of the snaps last week. Might have been actually less than that. And I don't think he's going to be on the field a lot for this game. I don't think that was the game plan to have Mac Hollins on 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
But the fact that he gets limited snaps, and when he does, he makes a negative impact after still not having a catch since, what, week?
Let's look.
4?
That's a terrible call.
Awful call. I'm sorry, Mac.
That's not on you.
Nah.
Second and 11.
That's an awful call.
Good to see a confident Aguilar, though. 2nd and 11. Pass again.
No one's open, though. I mean, he's scanning the field.
Yeah,
go
underneath to Sanders. These guys aren't going to get open consistently.
No, they're not. And it's troubling because, as you pointed out, these Dolphins players, they play hard. But
they don't
have much talent.
But that was the best play. And Nelson breaking tackle, something, run after the catch, something he hasn't done all year. And he caught it. And then that we call, but still. That was a situation where don't even go near the guy because he's not in the mix to make a tackle.
Yeah, I mean, they've really shot themselves in the foot with penalties, although the last Matt Collins one was terrible.
Terrible. But the Samalu, when it would have been second and two.
I'm done with Samalu. I can't wait for Samalu to not.
And that's off the hands.
I can't
wait. I think that was off the hands.
J.J. Arcega.
Of J.J. Arcega. White. I need a replay, but it looked like a drop to me.
Yeah, I want to see a replay and see if it was tipped.
Need to see a replay.
But. Let's see.
Not open. Never really gets open. He's got to catch that. He's got to catch that.
Jesus. Why does he try to catch the football with his forearms? And the Dolphins player is acting like Jalen Mills, having no impact whatsoever on the play. Really lucking out and acting like he was out there swatting balls. But, like, I've never seen a wide receiver try to catch a football with your forearms as much as...
Or Sega Whiteside.
Sega Whiteside, yeah. It's ridiculous. Really good job on the punt. There he is. Craig James. To your point.
Craig James, that's what I'm saying. And that Sidney Jones played 6 special team snaps last week, and now he's a healthy scratch as a second-round pick. It's just troublesome. It doesn't matter in the big... In the grand scheme of things, but it matters.
Well, yeah, it's a trickle-down effect. He can't play. You know, Sidney Jones could have been Dalvin Cook. Could have been, I don't know, pick any of the productive players from that second round. And I could not have been more wrong on Sidney Jones. I thought he was going to be a player. I loved the pick at the time.
Actually,
you couldn't stand it, and you were dead on right. I was.
Listen, we all get stuff wrong. Right. We all get stuff wrong. Phone number 610-632-0975. That's actually something I want to talk about. But so what we're going to do, we're going to break now. On the other side, I'm going to ask you about what percentage of football do we think is really between the ears? Because if you look at Jalen Mills and Sidney Jones is better at every single thing physically. Yet one guy's a starter and graded as about a top 20 corner right now, and the other guy literally can't even dress.
610-612 softness.
632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, you go to commercial, and the Dolphins now get to 10-7. Darby beat for a touchdown on 4th and 4, so the Eagles force a 4th down. Maybe he stepped out of bounds right there at about the 13-yard line. If not, Parker with a touchdown, 10-7. Going back to those drops, it goes back to the penalties and the drop to keep them in the game. I guess they reviewed it, and that was that. So, pending the extra point, Darby gives up a touchdown. Good coverage. The problem is he didn't keep his feet, and it wasn't able to make a tackle or push a guy out of bounds after he made the catch. And now, pending the extra point, and it's good.
10-7. Yeah, Devontae Parker's one of the few guys on this team that can actually play in the NFL.
Yes, no, he's a good player.
But they didn't trade for whatever reason.
They should have traded him because now they're going to mess around. They might try to win the game. Now it's on the Eagles to answer back. But I don't know if you can answer back offensively with Arcega Whiteside.
No, I mean, I'm on record. I'm done with him. It's been, 12 games and I'm done? Normally I'm not that reactionary, but this dude, he can't play. He is soft. The same thing with Sidney Jones, that Pac-12 softness. It just hurts because they could have had better players than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who cannot get open, who cannot cause separation, but when the ball is thrown to him, tries to catch with his, you know, his forearms.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. I saw the highlights from college. You know, the guy was boxing out people like he was wide receiver Jimmy Graham. And somehow he gets to the NFL and he can't learn a playbook, and he's behind this guy. Every excuse in the book's been made for him, and he just can't play.
Nope. Henry Tampa, you're on 97.5.
Just what I want to talk to you after a touchdown.
What's up, Henry? I know you were being positive, and then here comes that touchdown by Parker.
I don't know what this organization. I don't know where to start, and I don't know where to answer.
Well, with this game, where to start would be, it was a good start, and where it'll end will be an Eagles win. It's just a matter of how much.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you guys still agree with me? Do we still need to bring an offense coordinator in and
yes.
the quarterback?
Oh, absolutely.
Coach?
Yes, absolutely.
I would fire the wide receiver coach. I would fire the running backs coach, the wide receiver coach, the quarterback coach, and the offensive coordinator. I would fire them all.
Yeah, everybody
Tyrone.
Offensively. I would fire all of them.
Hey, Tyrone, I know Mike and Mitch don't agree with us, but we got to see that, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that the details with the game plan and stuff, you absolutely need help. I know he calls the plays during the game, but the game plan, every coach gets help with the game plan, and I don't think that grows a good job. I think that was a bad job, a bad hire.
No, I mean, no one's gotten better.
Now, with that run, just got 9 yards, and it's 4 rushes to 11 passes so far. Now it'll be 5. Run the ball.
Down. And that was the complaint of a call. I think it was Sean in the Northeast called earlier, and that was his complaint was.
Hey, Tyrone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm still kind of scared about the Dallas game coming up. I'm scared about that game.
Don't worry about that just yet. Don't worry about
that. Don't worry about that when it happens.
Happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
you all.
Happy Thanksgiving,
anyway.
Henry. We love you, man. All right. Our guy, Henry.
Why doesn't he want to talk to me? It's always, hey, Tyrone.
I don't know. What did you do to Henry?
He called me up during the Super Bowl. I took his call.
Huh?
He was jacked during the Super Bowl. He was pumped. Tyler Zuli can back me up on
Three
that.
Straight runs by the Eagles. I think that Sanders is going to break a big one.
I agree. The offensive line of the Eagles is kind of imposing their will on this makeshift defensive line.
Well, yeah, if you let them run the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is will as I said, you know, right as the game started, my big concern was that a former quarterback in Doug Peterson, who calls the plays, is going to try to put up an impressive performance for his quarterback to kind of crush the Wentz haters for a bit.
Yeah.
Even though the Wentz haters are just going to say, well, it's against the Dolphins, who cares? But if he puts up 330 with 4 touchdowns, you know, and also it's big for his confidence, too.
Yeah, that was once again a check down.
To Greg Ward?
Greg Ward. Jason Avant mentioned in the pregame he needs to see, for him to decide if Ward can play, he has to do better than that. What he has to do is he beat him inside, comes across the field. Now he thinks the next step is you got to beat one man.
I don't think he's
shimmy
big enough.
Shimmy shake, that kind of thing.
I don't think he's physically big enough to do that.
He may not be, but then he has to be quick and beat him with his feet.
Yeah.
Not beat him, like, necessarily with power. He said that's what he needs to see. Last week, he thought a lot of those underneath routes weren't really covered, and that's what he wants to see going forward. He thinks that guys like Aguilar do get guarded much heavier, so it's harder to judge.
It is absolutely
pathetic. 3rd and 3, and they're passing the ball.
Greg Ward... What a window you fit that ball into.
That's a good throw.
That's a really good throw.
Good catch
guys.
By Aguilar.
I don't care who
Aguilar
who
looks like
he
hurt himself on that play, but a good catch, good throw.
What is it? It says a lot about their wide receiver. Ooh, what a
put
window.
That thing on a,
what a, window.
A rope.
That's a, that,
he stuck that thing to Aguilar.
Aguilar could have done his damnedest to drop that ball.
He
and he
stuck
didn't have
it
a choice.
To him. Nope. That thing got on him. Boom, boom.
Took the air out of Aguilar. That's why he had to hop off the...
Yeah.
That's
the end of the first quarter. We'll get to Tom in just 1 second. Tyler with the scores. Now, we were talking about Sidney Jones. Sidney Jones, healthy scratch. All the other scratches have been the rookie center that was the youngest player in the NFL. I think he's only 20 years old. He hasn't been dressed all year, which makes sense. He may be their center in the future. He could even be the center, Herbig, could be the center next year because right now the Eagles' current center is year to year. Every year he decides whether or not he wants to play again. But the most significant scratch is one Sidney Jones, who Cravon LeBlanc was not exactly a pedigreed player that people were clamoring for before last season. He closes with the Eagles well.
No, I think it was around this time last season where they signed him. And
he played really well.
Yeah.
It kind of saved their season.
I'll tell you what. I was mocking him last season just because the wide how bad this wide receiving core is was how bad the cornerback situation was for the Eagles last year.
Right.
You were grabbing guys off the scrap heap that no one had heard of, and they seemingly found a gem. Like, slowly but surely, it went from he was kind of the butt of everybody's joke because of Matt LeBlanc. And then it was like, no, this guy can actually play. They might have found somebody in like week 11 that can actually do the job.
Right. Now, I'm looking at Jalen Mills versus him. At the combine, 2016 for Jalen Mills is still a young player. We kind of forget. He's still only 25 years old right now. Like, this Jalen Mills.
He's been here for 7 years.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. Like, plenty of time. He ran a 4.6140. Sidney Jones, pre-Achilles, was a 4.4 guy who specialized in man-to-man coverage. And they estimated his three. Now, remember, he had an Achilles. They thought his three-cone drill time would be in the five-second range. Jalen Mills was 6.86 at the combine. They're listed at the same height, but I don't think Jalen Mills is actually 6 foot. They're both listed as 6 foot, and Jones is bigger. So you would think he would be stronger. He's faster and quicker. So think about it. You have a guy who's quicker, faster, can jump higher. One guy healthy scratch. Another guy, top 20 corner. And that touchdown was not on Jalen Mills, obviously. That was on Darby.
Yep.
He's been great since he's returned from that foot injury.
Yeah, he's played real well.
So what's the difference? It has to be the mind. It has to be, you have to be a little bit crazy to be a corner in the NFL. And Mills is crazy enough to do it, and Jones doesn't have that crazy factor that you need to be a great corner. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I wonder how much the actual Achilles injury took its toll on him, and how much of that plays the mental aspect like you're talking about of it's just living in his head. Because you need to forget quickly. And Jalen Mills, we kind of mock him on the show when he wags his finger having absolutely no impact whatsoever on the play. You know, overthrown ball, there's Jalen Mills wagging his finger.
I think that's part of being crazy, though, when you're
exactly,
a corner.
You kind of need that. You kind of need that, and he feeds off of it. And Sidney Jones is kind of the opposite, where it just seems like he gets in his head too much. And I also do think, obviously, the Achilles injury took its toll, but he's not a confident player at all.
Right.
Jalen Mills will tell you he's the best cornerback in the league.
Right. But they said at camp, he looked on the practice field like he was fully recovered. Has to check down again, Carson Wentz. Guy's not really getting downfield. Not a big surprise.
No.
And now it'll be 3rd and 6. That's a check down to Zach Ertz. A lot of check downs for Carson Wentz so far this game, which just stinks. I hope that's not the game plan.
I would hate to think that that's the game plan.
I hope it's not the game plan. Tom Deffert, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the green zone as the Eagles have a third down.
Listen, what's going to change? The guy's going to throw the ball 60 times. I just don't understand this guy. Run the ball down their throat. Run it down their throat and get out of there. This guy's trying to play. First of all, you got a struggling quarterback who's got bad footwork, got no vision down the field anymore. I don't know what is happening.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Tom. You're not watching this game. Did you just see that throw?
Come
did you
on,
see that throw? He's made good throw. He missed one throw out of angle. No. This game, he missed one throw. That's it. It was one missed throw this game.
I watched the guy for the last 5 weeks. He's horrendous. His footwork is...
All right,
then trade him.
Come on.
In fact, you know, just release him.
Come on.
He's horrendous.
We talked about it during the green zone, if you listen to us, that he played bad the last 2 weeks. He has not played bad in this game. This is a game-to-game situation. He missed one pass high to Aguilar. The Aguilar still had a chance to catch. The first play of the game, Ertz fell down. That was not a bad throw.
I want you.
Watch the game.
I want these guys that are calling up saying he can't see downfield.
Who's open downfield?
Show me who's open downfield. Show me who's open. Show me who's wide open that he's not seeing.
Like, he called in to talk about Doug P, and instead he just goes right into, he's horrendous. Will you stop? They're up 10-7. They're driving right now. He's thrown good passes. He missed one pass.
Ty, this is the problem with playing the Dolphins, is he could go out, and it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, and Doug Peterson doesn't really seem to realize that, but he could go out and throw for 400 yards with four touchdowns, and the anti-Wentz people will not be impressed because it's the Dolphins.
Right.
You're not going to be able to please these people.
It's just unbelievable. After this play, we'll get some scores.
It's horrendous.
Another check down, which tells me guys aren't open, and that's why they're checking down.
Did this guy watch the team when Mark Sanchez was their quarterback?
Right. Like, I'll show you horrendous. You got some scores, Tyler. Third down coming
up. I feel like there's a former Eagles quarterback who might be playing in the state of Florida as well, who's playing pretty horrendously. But, yes. Tyler, you can tell us.
Yeah, pretty bad there down in Jacksonville. The Bucs, they're up 15-0 after a strip sack of Nick Foles leads to a Devin Bush touchdown. The Bucs have that 15-0 lead. Lamar Jackson continues to play at an MVP-type level. Yeah. He may, in fact, be the MVP. They're up 14-7 on the Niners after they started down 7-0. Panthers up over the Redskins, 14-6. The Bengals looking for their first win of the year. They're up 10-3 on the New York Jets. We're tied in Indy at 7 between the Colts and the Titans. The Packers up 10 over the Giants, 17-7. And now the Browns and Steelers do have points. It's 10-0 Cleveland.
I mean, third and two, and then you throw it,
and now you're going for it on fourth down.
Quarterback takes a huge hit. Your wide receiver you're throwing to had no idea where the ball was.
Right, and he's looking for a flag after.
Of course he is.
He's looking for a flag. Kick the field goal.
I kind of like it.
All right, let's see what happens. I'm saying out loud ahead of time.
I'm going to hate it.
I'm saying kick the field goal here against a bad team. And false start. False start on Sam Malu.
Now you got to kick the field goal. False start on Sam Malu. Who is a? Oh my God! If I have to watch Isaac Seumalo play left guard on this team next season, I might go to like work for a hedge fund. I don't know if mentally I can deal with it. And it was actually Jason Peters, so I apologize, to Isaac Seumalo. My bad. Don't worry. I just save that Isaac Seumalo rant for probably 6 or 7 plays down the line, because he's bound to screw up. There's not many good Isaac Seumalo games that I could point to.
And down there now, according to people, are now tagging me because somehow the Foles in society, people know that they always target me. So my regular Eagles fans, and the kick is up, dead center,
huh?
13-6.
Pay that man his money.
Currently in Jacksonville, they are chanting Minshew in the stands, according to my people. 610-632-0975.
I've said it before. Nick Foles will be available next offseason.
610-632-0975. The Eagles now minus 1,000 on the money line. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan here on the Green Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.